Stanislaus State Baseball is on the air. Let's join the Blue Chip Sports crew live from the press box for all the action of Warriors baseball on the Blue Chip Sports Radio Network, right here at BlueChipBroadcasting.com.
The Stan State Warriors needed a game like yesterday in the worst way. The 15-2 shellacking of East Bay included great starting pitching, timely hitting, and a little power explosion, plus some gold glove defense from third baseman Flavio Perez. Today, as the rain has now finally passed, for now, the Warriors look to build upon their solid showing by sending senior right-hander Cody Cardoza to the mound to try and build off the effort from Austin Ballantyne yesterday. For the Pioneers, they have now dropped 5 games in a row and have allowed at least 10 runs in each of those 5 losses. Can the Warriors keep the good feeling going and get a couple more wins before the rain comes again tonight? We shall see. Warrior baseball is on the air.
Tired of paying high prices for sports and fitness equipment? Check out Play It Again Sports for top-tier gear at lower prices, where you can find new and quality used equipment for all your sports and fitness needs. Located at 2720 McHenry Avenue in Modesto, Play It Again Sports is owned and operated by former Stan State baseball alum Jack Large. Jack and his staff provide a customer experience that is second to none. Looking to trade in or trade up your sports and fitness gear? Jack is always looking to buy quality used equipment to recycle to the next generation, and will offer you cash on the spot. The store is open 7 days a week and can be reached by phone at 209-521-4664. Play It Again Sports in Modesto, where we buy and sell quality sports equipment so you can save more and play more.
Well, finally, ladies and gentlemen, I can say good afternoon and welcome to Warrior Baseball Field on the campus of Stanislaus State University here in Turlock, California. My name is Brian Nelson. I'm going to bring you all the action here this afternoon and into the evening and possibly even tonight, as the Warriors hope to try to get a doubleheader in here today. After a two-hour rain delay, our goal is to start at 3 p.m. as the Warriors are starting to make their way into the dugout. And starting pitcher Cody Cardoza has just finished up his warm-up pitches. And for Stanislaus, an opportunity as we begin the Play It Again Sports pregame show to build upon yesterday. Warriors had a great game, probably the most complete game they have played all season long. They incorporated every aspect from pitching to defense, to timely hitting, to power hitting, and they absolutely dominated that game from start to finish, winning by a final of 15-2. And for Stanislaus State, this is really a question of, can Cody keep it going? Can Cody Cardoza keep the good feeling going from a starting pitching perspective after the 7-inning, 6-hit, 1-earned-run performance we saw here yesterday from Austin Ballantyne? And for Cardoza, this will be his first start of the season. He started 3 or 4 games last year. First 2 starts were great. Last 2 starts, not so much. And they're hoping that he has figured some things out and he can give them 3, 4, maybe 5 innings this afternoon and give them an opportunity to win the second game of this series. Warriors come into this game 5-10 in conference play, 9-14-1 overall. For the Warriors, they're in 8th place. They are 2 games out of the 6th spot. That is the spot you got to get into. That's where the Warriors were last year. They got into the tournament. They got to the second to last day, and unfortunately they fell to Cal Poly Pomona and missed out on a regional berth by 1 spot. And so for the Warriors, an opportunity here to try to build on some momentum and get things going, and Cardoza's ability to put up early zeros is going to be very, very important. For the offense, well, they showed a 3-prong offense yesterday. They were clutch hitters. They hit for power, and they put pressure on the East Bay defense. East Bay committed 4 errors, really could have been called for 5, and committed a balk yesterday. And for the Warriors, really wanting to continue to put pressure on an East Bay team that is not playing very well right now. As we talked about in the opening, Pioneers have lost 5 in a row, and they have been shelled. Their pitching has been shelled through those 5 losses. So for the Warriors, can they continue to do all 3 phases of the offensive game? If they can do that, they give themselves a great opportunity to be successful here this afternoon. And finally, for the first time in a while, it looked like the Warriors came out and they relaxed and they just played their game. They didn't try to do too much. I think a big portion is they were not way behind to start the game, and their ability to play from ahead. This is a tough team to beat when they get out in front of you, because their bullpen has been good. Shellberg, Bertoncini, Sweeney have been excellent. And they're a team that if they get ahead of you, they're very tough to beat. For East Bay, they just need to stop the bleeding. They have given up nearly 60 runs in the last five games. And it's been, the starting pitching has not been good. The relief pitching has been worse. They have given up huge crooked number innings, and they have got to find a way to slow that process down. They're going to turn the ball over to the young kid, Dwyer Lewis, the junior transfer from Academy of Art. And so his job is to try to get some early zeros put up, try to slow down this Warrior offense and give the East Bay offense a chance to kind of get restarted. Second thing they've got to do, they've got to clean it up defensively. As we said, they committed four errors yesterday, and to be honest, none of them were really that difficult plays. A couple of throwaways from the pitcher. Second baseman made a bad throw. The center fielder just missed a base hit, just went under his glove, rolled all the way to the wall. Stuff that needs to be cleaned up. And for East Bay to have a chance in this game and throughout the rest of this series, they have got to play much better defensively. And that is a trait that most Coach Cummings teams have. They usually pitch well and they defend. Usually the question for them is, can they score enough? That's not been a problem this year for them. They've scored runs. They just haven't been able to stop anybody. And for the Pioneers, it only takes one big hit, one big pitch to get out of an inning, one big opportunity, and it can turn the momentum around of this series and this season for the Pioneers. Well, the Warriors played one of their most complete games of the year yesterday in their dominant win over East Bay. Earlier today, I sat down with Coach Kenny Leonasio to get his thoughts on his team's quality effort in all phases of the game, what he hopes to see from his starter Cody Cardoza, and how important it will be for his team to get off to another good start. It's the Coach Kenny Show, brought to you by Cervelli Shirts and More.
Oh, these are great seats, guys. It's warmer than I thought today, though. Let me take my jacket off.
Hey, Dad, check it out. You're on the Jumbotron. Wait a minute. What are you wearing? Does that say, I love cats?
It was the only shirt I could find in the right color.
Dad, you should have gone to Cervelli's.
Come on down to Cervelli Shirts and More, located at 310 East Main Street in downtown Turlock. They have the largest selection of local fan gear in the area and create custom shirts to order. They also do Letterman jackets for all the local schools. Cervelli's now has the second location for even larger orders at 2485 Acme Court in Turlock. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You can stop by or give them a call at 209-668-4127. Don't get caught without your gear.
Oh, man, Reg, you're never going to live this down. Well, it's time for the Coach Kenny Show, brought to you by Cervelli Shirts and More, here with baseball coach Kenny Leonasio. And, Ken, nice day yesterday. It was a nice Friday to get off to a good start. Got a great start from Austin Ballantyne, but I really thought that game hinged in the top of the first when you were able to get out of that second and third jam against a good hitter like O'Mahony. It seemed like your team relaxed and really started to play a good brand of baseball after that.
Yeah, I thought that, you know, it's kind of a weird first inning where a guy infield hit and then a high chopper, and all of a sudden they got a little something going, and they haven't hit a ball hard yet. And but, you know, Austin just kept making pitches, and I thought our guys were very confident. But, yeah, putting up a zero there and then coming back to score two in that first was big for us.
You know, a guy that I think has been much more consistent this year offensively, and it showed it not only with base hits but some power later in the game, is Kyle Rachels. He seems a little healthier and just a little more confident at the plate this year.
Yeah, he's done a good job. You know, last weekend he had a rough weekend last weekend, and he knew it, and he made some good adjustments, and he understood why it was a little bit of a rough weekend, and I thought he did a good job yesterday with just getting back to having a good approach, and he's come up with some really big hits for us, and he did again yesterday.
And finally, on the defensive side, Flavio Perez, who maybe has not swung the bat the way he would have hoped throughout this year, that we had a good game yesterday. Defensively, I thought he has been outstanding all season long.
All season long. I mean, I don't know if there's a better defensive third baseman that we have seen so far. He's just made some really big plays. And, you know, and I know he is a little bit disappointed with some of the things he's done at the plate. I think he's going to get hot and he'll be fine. But he has really made a difference defensively and really saved a lot of runs.
Let's switch over to today real quick. Going to try to play two, but hopefully minimum get one. Cody Cardoza going to get his first start of the year. What do you want to see from Cody to know that he's going to be effective today?
Yeah, I think he just needs to approach basically what he's been doing all year. He's done a really good job for us this year coming out of the bullpen, and he's done some long relief and he's done some short relief. And for him, he's just got to go and just, you know, work through that first inning, not try to be a guy that's going to try to go six innings or anything like that. Just, you know, go inning by inning, and I think if he does that, he'll be fine.
And finally, some rain last night, but the field looks in great condition.
Yeah, it was pretty good rain last night, but the field held it, and it's really in good shape. So hopefully this rain will hold off.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck today.
Thank you.
We come back all the starting lineups and the first pitch right after this. We're going to bring it straight back as Cody Cardozo already on the mound finishing up his warm-up pitches. It's time for the starting lineups brought to you by Katana Sushi. First, for the visiting Cal State East Bay Pioneers, leading off will be right fielder Brendan Bell. The designated hitter Luke Nowitzki bats second. Hitting third, Luke Brown out in left field. Out in center field, the cleanup hitter Donnell Daniels. Batting fifth, the first baseman Matthew O'Mahony. Hitting sixth, getting a start, Matthew Olivares at third. Nico Mahl, the second baseman, hits seventh. Jacob Fraze, the catcher, hits eighth. And Jalen Hodges, the shortstop, will hit ninth. Dwyer Lewis will be the starting pitcher. Cody Cardozo's first pitch is a fastball, misses a little low to Bell. And we get started at 2:56 in the afternoon. A 1 hour and 56-minute rain delay. Cardozo, we'll give you his information here in just a minute. Fires, and the big right-hander throws a fastball, and Bell swings and fouls it out of play. The count is 1-1. For Cardozo, this will be his first start, his 10th appearance. He is 2-0 with a 4.32 ERA. In 16 and two-thirds innings, he's given up 17 hits, 11 runs, 8 of them earned. He's walked 9, he's struck out 9. Opponents hitting 262 against him. That pitch is swung on and fouled back again. And the count is 1-2. Bell hitting 321. 3 home runs, 21 RBIs. Bell, who homered here yesterday in the 7th inning off Austin Ballantyne, the only mistake Ballantyne made all afternoon. Jerry Nix, the catcher, sets up inside. The pitch is swung on and hit to left field. Coming in is Solis. He'll get there. He'll reach up. He'll make the catch. And that's how this game gets started. So a soft line drive to left field off the bat of Bell. One away, and Luke Nowitzki will be the batter. Nowitzki, who played third base here yesterday, the designated hitter in game one of this doubleheader. Nowitzki hitting 367, 3 home runs, 19 RBIs. The junior from Foothill High School in Pleasanton swings at the first pitch and pops it foul right side out of play, strike one. Warriors in their Saturday stripes, their red pinstripes with red numbers outlined in black. Red caps. They only wear the camo caps on Fridays. Cardozo's pitch is hit high in the air, hit well to left field. Going back is Solis. At the wall, it is gone. Luke Nowitzki hits a solo home run here in the top of the first inning, and East Bay jumps out to a 1-0 lead. Now they tried to come inside, and he didn't get it far enough in there. Nowitzki brought the hands in and pounded it over the left field wall. And East Bay jumps out in front, 1-0. So the Warriors' struggles getting out of the first inning continue, especially here at home. Ballantyne got out of the first inning yesterday, but that has been rare. First pitch to Brown is on the outside corner, taken for a strike. Luke Brown hitting 320, no home runs, 16 RBIs. East Bay in their gray pants, black jerseys, red sleeves with red numbers outlined in white. And Brown swings and foul tips it into the glove of Nix, and it's strike two. Solis, Brooks, and Catalano in the outfield from left to right. Perez, Valdivia on the left side of the infield. Cabrero and Rachels on the right side. Jerry Nix in the squat, catching Cody Cardozo. Two pitch misses up and away, 1-2. We'll get to the Warriors starting lineup in the bottom of the first inning, and after this batter, we will let you know what's going on with the weather and field conditions. Been a lot of weather here in the last 24 hours. Cardozo fires, and Brown takes a good cut at a low fastball and fouls it back to the screen. Brown, left-handed hitter. Played his junior college ball right up the road. Up Highway 99 at Modesto Junior College, originally from the state of Washington. Cardozo's 1-2 pitch is lined over the glove of Rachels and down the left, the right field line and into the corner where that's where all the mud is. Hitting second and flying is Brown, and he will cruise into third with a stand-up triple. That ball was smoked, and again, Catalano going down into that East Bay bullpen where there is a lot of standing water. And he's going to hustle but also be careful. And Brown, with his speed, easily able to get to third. So back-to-back loud hits off the bat of the Pioneers. A run and a runner third, one out, and Danelle Daniels will be the batter. Daniels hitting .349, a home run and 20 RBIs. We talked about the Pioneers trying to get off to a good start. Well, they have done so here in the top of the first inning. First pitch fastball misses low, ball one. Currently here in Turlock, it is a dark, cloudy day with a spattering of sunshine. Daniels cannot hold up on a breaking ball in the dirt, and it's 1-1. We had quite a bit of rain here between about 12:45 and 2. The rain has stopped since 2 o'clock. It took about an hour for the field to be prepared. 1-1 pitch is swung and fouled over the top of the Golden Valley Hill Center broadcast booth, and it's 1-2. It is 60 degrees right now. Wind is blowing from left towards right field at about 8 to 10 miles an hour. I have a feeling that wind is going to shift quite a bit throughout the afternoon and into the evening. We're expecting more rain, but not again until about 6, 7 o'clock tonight. And a fastball is swung on and missed strike three as Daniels went up out of the strikes on an inside fastball. Big strikeout for Cardoza, two away, and Matthew O'Mahony will be the batter. O'Mahony, the leading hitter and home run hitter for East Bay. O'Mahony hitting .370, six home runs, 19 RBIs. Runner still at third, two away. And the first pitch from Cardoza misses a little low, ball one. The one thing about Cardoza, and he has not been able to do it, at least to Nowitzki or to Brown, Cody has got to pitch down in the strike zone. He's got a little bit of sink to the fastball. But when he elevates, he can give up some loud contact. And that pitch is driven pretty well to deep left center field. Going back is Solis. It is off the wall. Scoring is Brown, into second with an RBI double is O'Mahony, and it's 2-0 East Bay. And that just missed getting out of here. Hit the wall right where the Warrior logo is in deep left center field. And O'Mahony, who's been struggling as of late, hammers that one. That is his 20th RBI of the year. So the Warriors going to have to play from behind again. Matthew Olivares will be the batter. Olivares pinch hit here yesterday. Olivares hitting .200, no home runs, three RBIs, getting a start at first base. And the first pitch from Cardoza misses low, ball one. Home plate umpire in this game is Alan Walker. Over at first base is Bill Shortridge, and at third base is Robert Drake. Check swing, taken for a strike, 1-1. Cardoza trying to get the Warriors in the dugout, trailing by no more than two. Been a tough start for the senior right-hander. And Olivares swings and hits a fly ball, hit pretty well to center field, battling the sun is Brooks near the track. He'll make the catch, jump over the puddle, and the side is retired. Some loud contact off Cardoza by the Pioneers here in the top of the first. It leads to two runs on three hits, no errors, and a runner left on. We're heading to the bottom of the first inning. It's the Pioneers 2 and the Warriors coming to bat.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it. I'd rather have chicken nuggets.
You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated, like Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options. Located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue, you can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
Now, bottom of the first inning, Warriors already trail here 2-0, and this is the lineup that will face the right-hander Dwyer Lewis. It'll be led off by the shortstop Robert Valdivia, batting second, first baseman Kyle Rachels. Out in left field hitting third is Alex Solis. The cleanup hitter, designated hitter, Tyler Van Dyke. Out in right field hitting fifth is Chris Catalano. Hitting sixth at third base, Flavio Perez. Getting a start behind the plate and batting seventh is Jerry Nix. The second baseman, Matt Cabarrell, hit eighth. and batting ninth center fielder Jackson Brooks, and they will face the right-hander Dwyer Lewis. For Lewis, this will be his sixth start, his seventh overall appearance. He is 2-3 with a 5.40 ERA. In 26 and two-thirds innings, he's given up 31 hits, 18 runs, 16 of them earned. He has walked 9. He has struck out 22. Opponents are hitting 287 against him. For Lewis, he got off to a really good start. Had three excellent starts in a row against Hawaii Hilo, Menlo, and Simpson. But his last three starts, and particularly his last two starts, have been a struggle. Against Pomona and San Francisco State the last 2 weekends, he has pitched a total of 4 innings. He has given up 8 hits, 9 runs, all of them earned. He has walked 4, and he has struck out 3. And so he has been staked to a 2-0 lead, and we'll see how Lewis, the right-hander, handles the Warrior offense. Valdivia hitting .311, a home run, and 11 RBIs. Lewis, who pitches exclusively from the stretch, and he's got a very close stance, tries to hide the baseball. And the first pitch to Valdivia misses high, ball one. A little slider, misses off the plate wide, and it's 2-0. That is a pronounced closed start as Valdivia cues one right off the end of the bat foul towards the East Bay dugout, and it's 2-1. Valdivia way out in front of that. The defense for the Pioneers will be Brown, Daniels, and Bell in the outfield from left to right. The 2-1 pitch to Valdivia is swung on and chopped foul towards Rachel's in the on-deck circle, and it's 2-2. Olivares and Hodges on the left side of the infield. Mollett and O'Mahony on the right side. Jacob Fraze catching the right-hander Dwyer Lewis. 2-2 the count to Valdivia. Just getting started here. Bottom of the first, 2-0 Pioneers. Valdivia swings at a high fastball and fouls it back to the screen. The count stays at 2-2. Be Valdivia, Rachels, and Solis here in the bottom of the first, trying to do the same thing the Pioneers did in the top half and get on the scoreboard early. 2-2 pitches swung on and popped up right side of the infield. O'Mahony, the first baseman, comes down. He will call, and he will make the catch for out number one. Valdivia way out in front. Kyle Rachels will be the batter. Rachels hitting .307, 4 home runs, 16 RBIs. For both of these teams, the top five guys in the order have pretty impressive offensive numbers, almost a little gaudy. And Rachel's going to rocket one into right center field where nobody is, and it will splish and splash and bounce off the wall. Rachel's will hit second, and he will hold right there with a one-out double. He was thinking three, but thought better of it as he hit second base. Is getting the ball back in quickly was Bell, the right fielder, and it's a one-out double for Rachel's. That is the fourth hit of the weekend already for Kyle Rachels. Alex Solis will bat with a runner at second and one out. Solis hitting .389, a home run, 17 RBIs. Solis was our Blue Chip Sports Player of the Game yesterday. He had 3 RBI hits in the ball game. Solis, another one of those rare guys who bats with no batting gloves. First pitch is swung on and popped up a mile high on the infield. Olivares, the third baseman, going to battle it and the sun and the wind, and he will make the catch on the infield grass for out number two. Rachels holds at second base, 2 away, and Tyler Van Dyke will be the batter. Van Dyke hitting .347, no home runs, 11 RBIs. Important run out there at second base for Stanislaus. I know it's very early in the game, but the confidence level for the Warriors to not just constantly be playing from down two or more is big. You got to get the momentum back in your dugout as the first pitch from Lewis misses inside, ball one. Mike McNeil coaching over at first base for Stanislaus. Head coach Kenny Leonasio, the third base coach. Mollett trying to keep Rachels close. Slider misses outside, 2-0. One thing about Van Dyke, he will not chase. He will make you throw strikes. Van Dyke with a .441 on base percentage. Nearly 100 points higher in his batting average. So that's a good thing. A high chopper to third. Oliveras has got it. He'll sling it across the diamond. And a shutdown inning for Dwyer Lewis for the Warriors here in the bottom of the first. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left. We're into inning number two. It's East Bay 2 and the Warriors nothing.
All sports fans know a trustworthy defense is the key to any winning formula. When unplanned medical needs threaten your winning game plan, you want to make sure you have an MVP-level defense in place. Crivelli's Insurance has been in the game for over 25 years, now offering Medicare Advantage and Medicare Supplemental insurance options in addition to all your comprehensive insurance needs. The team at Crivelli's Insurance provides undivided attention and individualized assistance to every client. Contact us today at 209-668-3319 or visit us on the web at CrivelliInsurance.com. Crivelli's Insurance, so you can have peace of mind knowing you have the best coverage in the league.
Top of the second inning, 2-0 East Bay. As that commercial ended a little quicker than I was expecting, trying to get a little snack in before we kept going. This day is going to be a little lengthier than we thought. Flying solo today. As Gabby Rawson is out on assignment. The coach Larry Johnson was here yesterday. Randy Hopkins will be with me tomorrow. So it's a me, myself, and I day here in the Golden Valley Health Center broadcast booth. Blue Chip Sports broadcast of Warrior Baseball on the CCAA Network. Hoping to get two games in here so we don't have to play two tomorrow. Next week is a short week. With Easter Sunday looming, the Warriors will play in Sonoma next week, and it'll be Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So coaches really do not want to stretch their pitching into tomorrow night if they don't have to. First pitch, breaking ball to Mollett, is taken for a strike. Bottom third of the order for the Pioneers, Mollett, Fraze, and Hodges. Mollett hitting .233, no home runs, six RBIs. Fastball misses a little high, 1-1. Important inning here for Cardozo. They got the bottom of the order. Need to kind of reset things, settle in, put a zero up there. He gave up two in the first, and it was a lot of loud contact. Pitch is a high chopper, third base side. It'll be foul as Perez snags it, but third base umpire Robert Drake called it foul. And it's 1-2. Action on the CCAA out-of-town scoreboard. Well, the nightmare for Dominguez Hills continues as they have dropped their 11th consecutive CCAA game as they lose to San Bernardino by a final score of 7-6. Yesterday, they blew a 3-0 lead in the ninth and lost in extra innings 4-3. Cardozo's pitch is grounded up the middle and through into center field for a base hit. That is the fourth hit already off of Cardozo. This is eerily similar to some of the starts we saw Cody have last year in CCAA play. He just gave up a lot of hits. Jacob Fraze will be the batter. Fraze hitting .320, no home runs, three RBIs. He and Quinn Ayers share the catching duties. Fraze squares extremely early, pulls the bat back, and takes a pitch outside and low, ball one. Well, it's been 3-1 Monterey and San Marcos since in the top of the third, and it's been that way since I got here 3.5 hours ago. So we're going to say that game has been washed out. We'll see if we can get some sort of update. But as a hit and run and a line drive, one hop by Cabero, he thought about going to second to get Mollett, but his only play is to first to get Fraze. And the hit and run almost cost the Pioneers two outs, as that ball almost got caught by Cabero, but he couldn't quite get there in time. And it'll be a 4-3 putout. And on the play, Mollett goes to second base. Jalen Hodges will be the batter. The freshman shortstop hitting .225, no home runs, 12 RBIs. The first pitch to Hodges is taken for a strike. And the last game getting started is Chico State and Cal State LA. They had their game pushed back, and Chico State got five in the top of the first, and they lead LA 5-0 going to the bottom half of inning number one. Breaking ball misses low, 1-1. Last night, Chico State had an 8-1 lead going to the bottom of the fifth and gave up a 9 spot and lost 10-8. So anything in LA is never over until it's actually done. That place is a launching pad. Great place to hit, especially if you're a left-handed hitter. Breaking ball in the dirt, 2-1. A very short porch to right field. Kevin Lyons, the Wildcat ace, taking the mound for Chico. 2-1 the count, runner, second one out. 2-0 East Bay, top of the second inning. Fastball. Misses low again, and it's 3-1. The other thing I'm noticing is the strike zone is smaller today than it was yesterday. That's never a good thing, especially on doubleheader Saturday. Cardoza from the stretch. Mollett takes his lead from second. The 3-1 pitch is swung on, and pop foul right side. It'll drift out of play, and the count goes full, 3-2. Sonoma State and San Francisco State had their entire series pushed back a couple days, so they will play a doubleheader tomorrow and Monday in San Francisco. The 3-2 pitch is swung on and grounded. Diving stop by Perez. He gets up, and he tags out the runner, Mollett, who said he went out of the baseline. What a great play again by Flavio Perez, not only to spear what looked like a ball that was ticketed for left field, but the presence of mind to tag Mollett, who should not have been running till he saw the ball go through, and get the lead runner out. And instead of Brendan Bell batting with a runner in scoring position and two outs, it's Hodges, the runner at first, with two outs. So another great play by Flavio Perez. The first pitch to Bell misses low, ball one. Bell, who lined out to left field his first time up. Another hard hit ball. That one on the ground. So far, Cardoza not fooling too many people. Hodges with a good size lead over at first. He has 4 of 5 in stolen base attempts this year. Fastball misses inside, 2-0. Nice crowd is convened here after a nearly 2-hour rain delay. Of course, everybody had plenty of time to get here, as Cardoza chases Hodges back. Cardoza from the stretch. Hodges with his lead from first. The 2-0 pitch is swung on and chopped over the Warrior dugout. Strike two. Did I miss a pitch? Second there, I thought it was 2-1. Yeah, it is 2-1. The scoreboard's a little ahead. And we've got a lightning delay. Well, they said this day was going to be interesting, and so far it has been. So it is 2-0 East Bay here, top of the second inning, and we're going to take a break. We'll have a lightning delay, and we'll hopefully be able to get started here again in just a few minutes. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.